the stimulus everybody agrees on. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A full-page ad in today's Wall Street Journal, signed by hundreds of economists, states, "We, the undersigned, do not believe that more government spending is a way to improve economic performance." They argue that, contrary to what we were all taught, government spending did not pull the U.S. out of the Great Depression in the 1930s. Same argument Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell made over the weekend.
The big spending programs of the New Deal did not work. In 1940, unemployment was still 15%. What got us out of the doldrums that we were in during the Depression was the beginning of World War II.
So FDR's New Deal didn't work. What ended the Depression was World War II. But now, what was World War II? It was a massive spending program, and it created a huge debt. And how was that debt paid?
Are you a businessman? Well, your profits are going to be cut down to a reasonably low level by taxation. I do not think that any American citizen should have a net income in excess of $25,000 after payment of taxes.
That would be $314,000 today. So there, that's the stimulus everybody agrees actually worked. Massive spending, salary limits, huge taxes. Strange, isn't it, that we have an economic system where the one stimulus everyone agrees on involved blowing up bridges rather than building them. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.